Good morning and welcome to The Early Tee, your daily look at golf and life from Stick and Hack. The Lofoten Lynx. Yep, that's right. We're talking about the world's craziest and most remote golf in the world. And it doesn't get much more remote than the Arctic. And this course in Norway can be found 100 miles north of the Arctic Circle. You make the journey there and you'll be treated to cliffside holes overlooking the Norwegian Sea and even a view of the Northern Lights. The Rock Golf Course in Michigan. Perched on the remote Drummond Island, this 18-holer in Michigan is so far removed from the beaten track, you have to take a ferry or board a plane to play there. The runway on the Intamin Islands Airport even crosses paths with a fairway in two places. Stay in one of the resort's lodge-style cabins to immerse yourself in a Midwest golfing paradise. Lukula Island in Fiji. Lukula is a privately owned island east of Fiji, covering 12 square kilometers of lush rainforest, surrounded by white sandy beaches and fertile coral reefs. Famed designer David McLay Kidd made the trip from Scotland to design the championship course with minimal impact to the surrounding coconut plantation area in mind. If you're feeling particularly extravagant, you can rent out the entire resort for $150,000 a night. Cobbett Lynx, Nova Scotia, Canada. If it's two world-class courses you're looking for in a secluded location, Canada has the answer. Cobbett Lynx borders the Atlantic Ocean and sits at number 43 on Golf Digest World's 100 Greatest Courses, while Cobbett Cliffs sits higher in altitude and rating at number 9 on the list. Halifax International Airport is a 3-hour drive away, or the more convenient Port Hawkesbury Airport, 50 miles away, welcomes those using a private plane. Now, the FYI. Veterans Day, originally celebrated as Armistice Day, was first issued on November the 11th, 1919, by President Woodrow Wilson, a year after the end of World War I. The purpose was to honor the fallen soldiers of the Great War for their sacrifice and bravery. 7 years later, 1926, Congress adopted a resolution requesting that President Calvin Coolidge issue annual proclamations on November 11th, making Armistice Day a legal holiday. In 1945, World War II veteran Raymond Weeks had the idea to expand Armistice Day to celebrate all veterans, rather than just the ones who died in World War I. He led a delegation to General Dwight Eisenhower, who was all for the idea. Weeks then organized the first Veterans Day celebration in 1945 in Alabama, and every year since, until he died in 1985. In 1982, he was honored by President Reagan with the Presidential Citizenship Medal. Weeks was also named the Father of Veterans Day by Elizabeth Dole. That's it for the Early Tee today. Enjoy your day or enjoy your round.